This podcast is brought to you by Flamin' Joe's in Spokane, Washington, with two convenient locations, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, or the original Valley location at 11618 East Sprague. You're never very far from wings, burgers, and beer. This town ain't that big. It's a 5-minute drive. With daily specials and happy hour specials from 3 to 6 and 9 to close, so you're not spending too much jingle. They have trivia every Wednesday at 8 o'clock or Buzz Time trivia on the TVs anytime. So come on down to Flamin' Joe's, kick it on the patio, and enjoy some hot wings and beer. The best of both worlds. Bonus offer, meet two members of the podcast, Chris and Justin. They work on the north side. Probably won't meet them. They work in the kitchen. And you probably don't want to meet them. They're abrasive people. And as Justin would say, there's no better way to spend your day on a hot summer day. And now, on to the show. Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 17, where three best friends, and Robert and Jacob, sit around and talk about things we enjoy. This episode is Gaycast. Because I kissed a dude, Justin's grabbing
man boobs,
Chris's tits, so I mean, he's working on them.
Yeah, and then I liked it, you know.
Yeah, so. And then Robert.
Robert watched me kiss that guy.
I liked it.
Justin watched me fucking get my nipple licked by a Nazi.
Yeah, that was an interesting time.
That happened.
Yeah.
So.
And what would you do with 30 minutes in a cop car?
Yeah, that was like the last 10 minutes. Very,
very subtle, but it was good.
Yeah. But yeah,
because we tried getting Justin to steal a cop car once,
when he was partially sober.
Only once, keep in mind.
Only once. We could do it again.
Yeah, we're older, smarter.
Wider. You might still do it.
Yeah, you really might.
It's a 50-50.
Chris isn't here, so he's
he's taking a piss.
Failure out of all of us.
Morris Day.
Morris Day.
Oh, he already did it to me today. I'm Morris Day. Chris is Jerome, but he already did it to me today.
Oh, but yeah, whenever he hears it.
Yeah,
he's gonna be like, "Oh my god, fucked her up."
Well, fuck you, Chris. I'm Morris Day. You're Jerome. You're probably hearing this while you're upstairs in the pisser. Fuck you.
Black power.
And with that,
bat power.
Bat power.
Bat power.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Hey, Chris.
Fuck faces. I hope it gets scary close to the nomination, because then it, otherwise it's like fucking Rick Santorum.
Does. Well, I kind of hope that he does, only where it gets close where people go, wait.
Chris Christie?
Chris Christie.
But I want it to be to where the Republicans realize that Trump is getting so close.
But no, the thing is, Trump will be like distinguished as an independent party.
I'm saying I want it to get close to the point.
I hope he goes to a third party.
Where...
Because that makes him
rushes. Yeah.
But I wanted to, if he gets the Republican nomination, or at least they're like, holy shit, it looks like he might, where everyone goes, wait, we need to hold up a minute. We need to, like,
do you really want Jeb, or do you want fucking
Trump? Well, when your choices are Jeb. His name is Jeb. I will not be a part of a
country. He sounds smarter than both of the fucking seniors.
Not at all. Not at all. Did you... Ask how Florida did during the era he was in charge of fucking Florida.
Don't ask Florida anything, because they're all ready to die.
He was the governor of the state where the accident of 2000 happened, because they couldn't count right.
Titus should have, like, a greatest hits from Florida.
Yeah, like, he should. The shittiest state in the
greatest
union.
Greatest hits of Florida, dude.
Yeah, because it's the shittiest state in the union. It just is. It'd
still be better than Donald Trump. I'm sorry.
Like, Jeb...
Anything would be better than Donald Trump.
So is your argument the evil you know versus the evil you don't want to be a part of at all?
That's why we vote for Cthulhu.
The Dark Lord.
Why choose
the greater evil? The greater evil. Yeah. I will choose the greater evil over lesser evil. Mm. Easy.
Well,
I mean,
Savior.
I'm just saying, like, if you would choose Jeb over Trump, it would be because
way,
we
Cthulhu
know
would have to rise
Jeb's evil
Trump
because of the family.
Yeah.
Versus Trump, who wants to start war with Mexico, because every other real president, as all the Bush family knows,
full of rapists and drug dealers.
Yes, you start a war with countries on the other side of an ocean,
yeah,
not on the same continent.
So I had to like inform Sean. Sean lives under a rock more than I do.
Oh, wait, if just if sorry,
I wasn't at work.
If Trump. If we do start that war with Mexico, will Justin go to a concentration camp like the Japanese?
I sure hope so. He's thinking fucking
No, because it'll be just like the No, you're Mexican.
Mexican.
That's dope.
Mexico
dope.
Light.
Dope. That's like being, I'm Austrian and when you're next to Germany. That's all that is. Don't
turn your mic toward you, at least. No. If you're going to stand 15 feet back from it.
No. So, what's going to happen to Justin is the same thing that's going to happen that happened during World War II. The Japanese on the East Coast, nothing happened, other than, you know, white people being white people towards everybody who isn't white. So do we get to play, like,
in an arcade for a couple weeks then, and be fine?
I'd be okay. Honestly, no, don't know how concentration can
happen. Oh, God. I'm saying now, man. They're not going to...
No, but I'm saying what it is you're far enough... You are far enough north.
I need more alcohol for this shit. God damn it.
But the way the Japanese, who ended up being on the East Coast, were far enough away from Japan, they weren't necessarily the same threat. So it was only the Japanese on the West Coast who were put in camps, predominantly.
Yeah, no.
Whereas you're far enough north that we will just all watch you, and if the government offers up a reward, let's just say we could all probably use a new Apple Watch over friendship. I'm not saying we're going to totally rat you out.
I got bills.
I'm gonna take you to Kenya.
Yeah,
I got responsibilities, son.
And Robert might persuade us to rat you the fuck out.
I'll take him to Candy Mountain. I don't care.
Candy Mountain.
Candy Mountain.
And lose a kidney. Go do it.
Have you never seen Candy Mountain?
No, I haven't.
Oh, when we're done, you're going to watch Candy Mountain during the break.
Candy Mountain. Oh my god, you're freaking fuck me out, man. Yeah. Seriously.
No, you're gonna hate it so much. It is Justin and Justin. And you and or I.
And why are you getting excited universe about this?
Because when you watch it, you'll go, I can,
a little twinkle
like,
in his eyes.
You'll cry.
Candy
you'll cry so
pretty
much.
Great.
Because we
so
threatened
great
for him for years.
Because they
me
did
and Andrew
it.
Campbell,
they,
like, threatened.
They would sit there and go, okay, we're going to take it to Candy Mountain. Shut the fuck up!
Yeah, that was so, more the doc than
yeah, the doc, yeah, like, discovered it.
Anyways, so Sean lives under a rock more than
yeah.
Sean lives under
and
a rock.
And, like, so I had to show him, and, like, the video of his, you know, announcement.
Oh, the one where he paid everybody there $50
yeah
bucks.
Yeah,
to hold a sign.
Have you ever in history watched someone burn every bridge?
The hype man is yelling
ever
his name in the background.
Oh, I can't lie though.
And then he went down to the border this week.
Yeah, if anyone,
no, seriously,
in
this guy
history
is,
could you could watch someone just fall and burn,
there's
towering
no one else
inferno
on the Republican like side right now. There's
there
no,
is there is like 30
there's like
other 30 people,
but they have like 2%.
But no, but that's their problem. They don't
yeah
have
well,
anyone.
That's how it starts, Justin. They narrow.
They have to narrow that
waterfall
down. But they don't have
what
anyone.
What
do
you see him? He's like what percentage?
It's
like
Trump,
34,
Jeb,
35.
And Chris Christie. I think are the three big front runners.
They're all fucking jackasses.
Followed by like Santorum,
Rubio,
Santorum. They're the ones that they're like in fourth and fifth. But the yeah big three are Trump, Jeb, and Chris Christie.
I love yeah Bernie I Sanders. I just wish he didn't smile because his smile scares
you
me.
Know,
he's creepy.
He's
a little old.
I'll be
like
honest.
He has that foreskin.
The Bernie
on
Sanders
his head,
stuff.
Like
foreskin. Oh my god.
I saw Bernie Sanders.
Have you ever seen
and
Cliff?
I have to explain it, Justin.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't get Bernie Sanders. Like when people are like Bernie Sanders is Bernie Sanders. I'm like, he's just another old white guy.
He is.
Like literally just saw him. And I'm like, he looks like an old white guy. But then when I was like fine, dude, I'll bite. I'll look at what this dude's platform is. He is.
He's good on paper.
He is, but
really
he's
good
like
on paper.
He's Joe Biden.
He's the senator from Vermont.
Yeah, but he's Joe Biden. But
the
with,
rapper
with
Bernie Sanders.
I know. Go on.
He's doing it on purpose. You're letting him get
Joe
you
Biden, the vice president. I hate you. Die.
I'm gonna see Thug Biden though.
Do the thug life like Biden when he just goes, fuck you. And it's just,
thug life. God,
so dope.
Bone thugs in the background.
But, yeah, right? And it plays first of the month just to piss everybody off. Because that would be great. I would die for that. And he's just sitting there and he goes, what are you doing? This is going to be a meme, so shut up. I'm memeing.
They have poses just
yeah
for memes.
Yeah, and they meme pose.
First of all, that's fucking great.
This is awesome.
But Bernie Sanders is like Joe Biden without cussing. Where, like, Joe Biden, you're like, what's it today, Mr. Biden? And he goes, fuck white people. You're white. oh. Huh. Like, that's Biden. Whereas Sanders is like, rational thought. Check this out. Boom.
Just open it.
Just open it. I was asking what his name was.
For what? Finish your my style? You
finish your conversation. Distraction.
To open a pop, can you ask for my style?
No, your can. What it said on
the... Oh, my God.
Says Justin.
Chris, please move on. Please, Chris, please. Please move on before I kill our fellow podcaster. Please.
Anyway, please. I call him so...
I call him a podcaster.
This is what you are to me.
What to say?
Continue! Please!
What does it say? Now I need to know. Oh, wow.
What's it say?
Better half.
Here's better half.
Shut the fuck up!
Justin's, ow! Justin's got a Coke can for all you.
And it says better half, and Robert obviously loves it.
Because this week isn't beer. We're drinking Jameson and Coke.
So we are not be sober.
Because Justin had an extra fifth.
We don't even need to get
don't,
to that.
Don't ask
him. No. After reading Sanders' stuff, he really is like Biden, but he's got like a better platform. He's more articulate than him. And he's kind of has...
further
his,
left, too.
Yeah, and his policies, though, I feel like his perspective isn't a left-wing or right-wing perspective. And it's not even independent. It's a no shit.
And
like
his platform, it's common sense.
He's the common sense platform. And that's not saying he's liberal or conservative. It's about, these are the numbers. And men lie, women lie, but numbers don't lie. Jay-Z said so. And if Jay-Z said it, well, motherfucker, just must be right.
But he's done nine problems.
Yeah. But for like fucking Sanders, bitch ain't one. But for Sanders, that bitch ain't one. Because nice. Sanders is like, we got 99 problems, bitch ain't one. I'm single. Do something. You know, like, he can just do his shit. But yeah. If I were to vote for anyone right now, it'd have to be Sanders, only because his platform is common sense. It's not left wing. Yeah. It's not right wing. It's
and it's not just for fucking entertainment.
Guns. It's not. He's like, I want to take your fucking guns. But let's be smart. It's not that I feel that we should have everybody have gay sex. But they're human beings. Let them do what fucking people
sex
do.
As long as hurt no fucking buddy.
You know, like, his reasoning is so also, rational.
Have you tried gay sex? You might like it.
You might like it. Right? And a lot of those people, I feel like a lot of people who have a problem with it, that might be their problem. They're afraid they might like the taste of dick.
Are you afraid that dick tastes yummy?
that's a good platform of common fucking sense.
You like fish sticks?
Yeah. It's a platform. It's like Sanders. Do you like fish sticks? Wait. Fish sticks or fish sticks? Fish sticks. I'm confused.
What are you
confused? Am I a gay fish? I'm not gay!
They just can't repopulate. That's it.
Yeah. And even then, there's a bunch of kids who need to be adopted. And as even though, what
they're
was
not
it?
Hurting anyone.
My favorite interview
it's
with
not
Trump.
Not gay people having gay kids.
Yeah.
It's all the straight people who are having gay kids.
But like, I saw that interview with Trump where the dude was like, he was being interviewed and he goes, so you have an issue with, you know, the LBG community and that, like, being marriage is a sacred thing. And he's like, well, yeah, you know, I'm Donald Trump, I'm a piece of shit. That's literally what he said. He's like, voice. I'm a piece of shit.
I love not, Donald Trump from you're, that's shit. Great. You're literally and figuratively are messed up in this one.
You didn't see it. No, and the guy who's interviewing him goes, well, how do you think, well, he's like, what if a gay couple came up to you who's been happily married for an extended period of time, comes up to you and says, yeah, but Mr. Trump, your views on marriage are kind of skewed as you've been married 3 or 4 times. And he'd be like, oh, well, they would be right.
And they're all immigrants, too.
No, but the guy, but all Trump straight up out. Says...
All of them, yeah.
But right. Trump says, but this guy, that he's sitting there saying the sanctity of marriage is a man and a woman.
Yeah.
And that should not be violated. By their standard. Insane definition of marriage, divorce is wrong. You can't not be with somebody. You just beat them profusely, and it's a terrible life, and you drink a lot, and you cheat on each other, and no rich people are.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Yeah, rewrote it. And King James, you know, you can get divorced because he was smart and he knew the future.
He's like, I don't like this bitch.
He's like, I like the bitch. Yeah. Oaks,
rewrite Trump. The Bible. Yeah.
So Trump has 3-4 wives. He's been married a few times, and he's like, what would you argue if this couple has been married for an extended period of time and they have not cheated, and they, for all intents and purposes, are abiding by the definition of marriage, they just happen to be in the same sex. Where you have cheated, been caught cheating, and have been divorced.
Yeah.
He has a lot of kids, too.
Who is the better
person?
Person in a married couple based on that logic. He's like, oh, well, they're right.
Get together with Ivanka.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's...
He contradicts himself. He's insane. He's like, well, yeah, first well, they're of all, gay, okay. though. His argument is, but they're gay, though.
He has a vocabulary.
That's just a label.
Like, yeah, no, but no, but it's like using that as your reason is such a terrible reason. Like, but they're gay though, and it's like, why? You can't make the argument. My mom's, you don't let kids friends, get away with saying shit like that.
They've been together longer than I can remember.
Yeah,
and they love each other.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. It's up there with when you're a kid and you ask your parents whatever thing, and they go, "Because I said so." Saying because they are an
you
insert
don't have
thing
a reason,
here,
you, don't have an explanation
you just
what
say
you
that, and it's like you have no basis in fact. And yet there's enough people who are willing to go, he lacks facts. I'm voting for him. You all need to leave. That you are traitors to the human gods. Not even the American gods.
There's a lot of people that feel
they need all need to leave.
Like,
we can lie.
Yeah.
We should have a trade system.
They need to get out.
Like a trade system. Like, people that don't want to be a part of it. Just fucking trade with somebody that in a different country that wants to be a part of it.
We have that country here.
It's called capitalism
States of America. we don't even build the wall. Fuck the wall. I submit to you, gentlemen. We line it with dynamite. They love their explosives.
It's not a wall. It's a curtain.
Yeah,
it's
curtain. Yeah. Just two really big rocks. It's a really big curtain that says, get out.
Made of cotton. Man, think about this when air travel came up.
Yeah, and they're like, this was not thought through at all. But just line it with dynamite as they love their explosives. And just knowing the laws of explosives, thermodynamics.
Let them stand close.
Land mass. I get it. But just the thought of blowing up enough of the country that the South kind of just goes into the ocean.
No, why don't we just cause, you know, earthquake?
Or just send them to the fucking edge of California and let it fucking drop.
Yeah, escape from L.A. Let it escape from L.A. and put all the people who
San want Andreas.
Yeah.
Rock Josh.
Yeah.
We have the technology. We can just send a beam down.
You
the
don't
fault
even need
line.
To. You can split.
What do we have? We have the technology?
You could just say we have atomic bombs and we could just
No, we know that. Because that's just going to...
That's technology. And what beam? A beam of what, Justin?
The space satellites.
Oh, from Bruce Wayne Tower? Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah? Oh.
Where else would you have a satellite other than space?
The moon.
The moon is a satellite!
Guess where it lives?
In space!
His tiny satellites. Mm-hmm. And one, as much as I would like to think our government has a particle cannon or a space rail gun...
You know what
and it should be used.
There's regular rail guns.
Yeah, but a space one is way better.
Oh, regular rail guns are so sexy.
Oh yeah, no, there's nothing greater than a rail gun.
Yeah, but in space.
But in space, anytime. Yeah. But in space can be added, it wins.
Like space anything. Is,
yes, like
but
space
in
pope.
Space, it's like 10
I
times
wouldn't
better.
Believe any earthly religion. But if a space pope happened to appear, I would be pretty inclined to follow
when,
space. Pope.
Oh yeah,
totally. When we're at the spag. You could order extra spaghetti with your
not another fucking spag story, really.
Yeah, it's not a big one.
All right,
you could order extra spaghetti, so it was always space pope or space meat.
Oh, that's cool
because it was larger and bigger and
because
better.
Because it was
always we just made it space.
Yeah, it was
it's kind of like the ironic. It's a bigger space.
Yeah,
space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And our boss was like, "Why is it called space pope?"
No,
and we had to explain it to him.
Really?
Well, because he was older.
It was
oh, okay.
Small.
It was 9 and 6.
Yeah.
Was it 9 and 6?
9 and 6 for the.
Because you
space.
Got the regular 9, and then an extra 6.
Drink it.
Maybe. So 9 and 6.
That makes a space. 9 and 6 makes space.
Thought,
if that's not a great math equation.
I thought
9
it was
plus
like
6.
Space.
Space.
I thought it was 6 and 8 ounces.
No, large was 9, and small was 6, and then the space was both.
Yeah,
we really
have
an argument on the size portion of the
He's doing it to drive you inside.
No, legit.
Oh,
I can't
remember
it. So.
Yeah, I just want to see if he knows what the fuck he's doing.
I remember all the fucking weights, dude.
I look on your face
just
was
like
such a resounding no, sir. Fuck you.
See, I brought this to help with it.
It's working, but I need more. Thank you.
He brought you booze. Calm
yeah,
me.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
So, Justin and I had an adventure on Friday.
That included Ooh. Booze.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Booze. Wait.
You were telling us about
okay.
this a little bit.
Can you do it in 15 minutes?
Yeah. No, yeah, totally. So,
podcast.
I've had a long week, to say the least. So I've been.
What you were saying.
So I'd gone out with Justin. Justin and I's plan was to go see Pixels on Friday. Okay.
Fucking legend.
So, legend. Wait for it.
Oh, you want some too?
Dairy. But so we go to. We're going to go see Pixels, and...
Treepa.
Sorry, podcasters, this is really fucking confusing.
And and a regular was having some life issues, and they weren't sober, and they wanted to talk to me.
Was it a regular I know?
Yes. And we were...
Well, he has a bunch of tattoos on one arm.
Yeah. And so we're having a conversation. He's dealing with some stuff. And I text Justin. Duh.
I you would not Justin. Inform me until...
I told Justin.
Promptly,
I was like,
no. The movie was starting.
Because I was getting ready to leave. And he's like,
I was already out.
Come here, I need to talk to you. And I told Justin I was on my way. And I was like, I got like 5 minutes.
Jables, come here, I need you.
This is basically what it was. And so I go out and I text Justin. I was like, dude, I don't know if I'm going to make it. So-and-so is having issues.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 so mad. And I literally, I'm like, blah, 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 so mad.
So I can show him the text before.
And so we're, I was like, give me a minute. I'll try to get out of here as quick as I can. And I'll deal with this. So I finished talking to this person. I'm like, all right. And two other people that got off the clock come outside. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm leaving. I'm going to a movie with Justin. I can't talk about adult stuff. I don't care.
Yeah.
I need to get out. Yeah. And so I leave, meet him for the movie. We see Pixels.
Because a little unwind and stuff.
And it's and Pixels, the 3D helped.
I'm sorry.
Helped. The
I'm sorry.
3D helped.
3D helped, no.
I felt,
for
honestly,
a pixel, no.
Honestly, better than Ant-Man.
I thought it was decent.
I genuinely thought
it was
better
an
than
entertaining
Ant-Man.
Did you not hear some of like, the reviews,
no,
how garbage
it
was?
No, it is. No, Pixels is terrible.
It was horrible.
It terrible is
but nostalgia,
horrible.
Like playing all the old games.
In video games, I wasn't looking at
would you stop both talking at the same goddamn time?
No, I was not looking
at it. For fuck's sake.
That is our biggest problem. We all talk.
No, it's these two.
No, it's all of us.
No, not as much for me and Jarrell.
No.
Not
as much for you.
You. We have that problem.
You're on it.
You just gotta put your feet, you know, when you're doing...
No, we need to stop fucking doing that.
Anyway.
You like Pixels. There's no fucking excuse for that
shit. I didn't expect anything from the movie. I didn't expect a damn thing from the movie.
I saw a giant fucking Pac-Man on Jeopardy.
And... You're gonna kill him.
Pixels was a clue on Jeopardy on Friday because it opened on Friday and then
I hate you guys so much.
So
I really do.
Well, no. So
why do I even hang out with you?
So we
people?
See. That's the point of the podcast.
Yeah.
The title.
Why do we hang out?
So we go and
like
we see the
grumble,
movie.
Grumble.
For all intents and purposes, it's not the greatest movie. It's not.
No.
I genuinely
it's an Adam
know,
Sandler.
It's an Adam Sandler movie, and he hasn't done anything
Peter,
good.
Like I would think Peter Dinklage with a mullet would save the movie. But it looks so goddamn bad.
No, see it?
No.
Then why
it's,
are you judging?
No, it's... No, it honestly...
The
no,
trailer
honestly,
looks fucking awful.
No, it honestly it isn't... Looks, it's not even that it's... The
but since you play
race,
video games as much as you do...
Yeah.
And you play...
You would enjoy
days,
that. You would
that's,
enjoy
that's
it
the best
for the
it.
For the
that's
visuals.
It.
How about you just watch a documentary on, like, Pac-Man and
no,
shit?
We already did. It's called The King
yeah,
Kong.
It's called The King Kong.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it's basically that, but with lasers.
And he fucking draws
genuinely.
I don't
want to
know.
No, they genuinely, like, the core premise of this thing is almost equal to King of Kong.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, it's King of Kong. This whole thing is King of Kong.
Fuck,
it's
so good.
The only thing that is its remote saving grace
okay.
at all was that throughout the film, Adam Sandler is pointing out the bullshit. Where bullshit happens, where you're
makes
like,
fun of his own
that's
movie.
Fucking dumb. Yeah, he makes fun of it. He's like,
how could he not?
Well, no,
I mean, for fuck's sake.
He's not taking it serious.
But that's the thing. When you, if you're looking at
because
it as like, I need to take it as a
turbo.
Serious film.
But, yeah.
Oh.
I'm not going to kill it. Little Spider-Man.
I don't know. I just wanted
you but it's, you know, I hate you
my
so
basement
hard.
Is such
day
a
day
spider
life.
Haven, dude.
Anyway.
All become Spider-Man except for you.
Yeah.
How do you feel now?
You're not even going to be Venom. You're like the lump.
The fucking symbiotic embryo is going to attach to your fucking anus. And
just God. But anyway, the movie was it was visually entertaining. It had a couple actually kind of funny moments.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it. I
were just, they in the trailer?
It's called an Adam
no,
Sandler.
No, there's
movie.
Actually ones that were better than
because
the
that's
trailer.
What I would think
no,
a trailer would do
no.
is like show the best parts of
no,
the movie
it normally
to make
does.
You go see that movie.
This it doesn't. There's better ones in the movie in terms
okay.
of moments.
All yeah. right.
And I'm not saying go fucking spend your money on it.
I'm not
but like Kale's gonna
but
fucking
you got like
love
three,
it.
Five extra bucks.
It's,
okay,
it
so it's a child.
It's
movie.
A fun movie. It's
okay.
there for fun. It's not there.
It's kind of like a Transformers movie where you turn off your brain and you're just like, okay.
Except for Transformers 4, which is the worst visual experience because
Transformers.
No, I agree.
4,
I agree with that.
Horrible.
That's why 1, 2, and 3 work so well.
But
except for 2, really.
But
really
reboot on my brain is a lot less than 4 hours. And so, if the Transformer
isn't going to leave.
That's wicked awesome, right?
Yeah, wicked
I get,
awesome.
I get back right around the dinosaurs. I'm like, what is this bullshit?
It was. Kale, no, to put in perspective, Kale has watched Transformers 4 as it's on Netflix now.
Yeah.
Over the span of this week, bits and pieces.
Okay. What does he say?
He's 5.
Bullshit.
And he watched
it
and he goes, right? He's watching it and he goes, I'm going to go play Legos.
Did
Did he start tweeting Michael Bay and no,
he did not tweet Michael Bay like that. But I'll be honest, after rewatching it, I was watching it, I'm like, this movie is still fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, I needed to let it sink in, give it a year.
Did Justin buy 3D tickets for your house? And
No. It's still a bad film.
Yeah.
But it's not Transformers 4 bad. I just honestly felt it was kind of better than Ant-Man. I know comics.
Ant-Man
I love comics.
Was better.
Ant-Man
more entertaining.
Visually is good.
Because
the science was great. I like his sidekicks more than I like Paul Rudd.
I did not give a fuck
about anything that happened in that movie.
Okay.
Because the characters were not interesting. The sidekicks were mildly interesting. The science behind the suit, I was like, stop talking, Paul. Let me enjoy the science of the suit. That might be just being me because the movie is the number one movie
Douglas.
In the world.
Yeah, no.
I can't argue numbers. But for me, I just was like, there.
Okay.
But so we see the movie. We get done early. Justin and I were walking out. He gets a text message.
No, I got a phone call.
He gets a phone call.
In the credits.
Yeah.
From my brother that wanted to. He's like, hey, what you doing? And I'm like,
hey, we'll go see Ant-Man.
He's like, well, we're down at Doherty's just having a pint. And you should come down and hang out.
The point is, the plan was a Doherty's and a pint.
We had a pint
at Doherty's. Did you see on the bar?
No. There's hardly anyone there. But the point,
was it a fucking true Irish
pint? The plan...
Pint?
It's yeah, we had Guinness.
Yeah, I'm getting tarted for Doherty's. That's my shit. My dad worked there when I was a baby. Like,
oh, wow, cool.
That's my shit. Love
we do
Doherty's.
Need to go have like a big gay day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, bro.
That's where it's pie and a pint?
Yeah.
Yeah, pie and a pint.
I even go with Justin.
I love O'Doherty's.
You can have the rest of Justin's fucking meal.
Yeah, because Justin can't even eat like a... He's like a kid portion.
I only eat 3 pounds.
And you're the biggest guy of all. Yeah.
No.
I don't eat 3 pounds out of 4 pounds. I'm sorry.
It's like a pound and a half of food.
You get 4 pounds of shepherd pie.
It's not a 4 pounds of shepherd pie.
I'm eating a
shepherd pie. Shepherd pie is delicious, but...
It's amazing.
Is it really 4 pounds?
It's pretty big.
It's hearty.
So maybe two.
But you don't eat You don't eat your cabbage. So fuck off. You don't actually.
I don't eat a piece of lettuce.
The cabbage is
in
a whole plate.
I eat four fucking bratwursts.
Yeah.
A portion and a half.
Yeah.
Of mashed potatoes.
That's why he's so goddamn mad.
My bread and your bread
is more filling. Then your bangers and mash.
No, it's not, because bangers and mash is king, and do not say anything ever bad about
he
bangers and mash.
He gets bangers and mash with extra bangers, extra mash. So he gets two bangers and mash.
Yeah, double portion.
But then he doesn't eat his fucking sauerkraut.
That's a Chris
and
no.
Because it's gross. I eat the meat and the potatoes.
I get that. I wouldn't eat the sauerkraut.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sauerkraut's delicious.
Instead of having Justin with the food on his plate.
Sauerkraut is not needed.
It's not. It's gross. And I look at Justin's food... No, and I look at Justice Food, and he still has some left. And the worst part is when I'm like, I can eat that. Eating an entire banger's
supersize.
And I'll look at his, and I'm like, I could eat that. And he's like, I'm just full. I'm going to take it home. I'll eat it later.
He'll just take it home. He won't eat it.
He won't eat it. He'll
sit in
his fridge and go bad.
No, yeah. I eat it when I get home.
Uh-huh.
Later that night.
Later that week.
Yeah. Anyway,
our sponsor this episode is Flamin'
Joe's.
Yeah.
With 20 swimming wings.
20.
Wait. How much have you had to drink? That much?
One and that
much. All right.
I just forgot the second number.
Okay. 26 different flavors 26. Of wings.
26.
We have new food items. We got pizzas. We got French dip. We just got our tap unit hooked up. We're just waiting for them to finish it up, and we will have a plethora of beer.
Very boom, bam.
That's not even on us. That's on the other people. We're not going to use their company name. Rude. But we're waiting for them to hook it up. We're going to have like Guinness, Irish Death, two new IPAs,
a
No Lie,
a bunch of
Newcastle,
right? We are going to have Newcastle.
Guinness, Stella.
Yeah, Stella Artois, because Justin's a fucking tool.
Really?
Right? Stella. Thank you. You're
I love Stella.
It's not bad.
It's just got the cool tap where you go.
Yeah, you go.
Whatever.
I hate you. And your fancy fucking glass. Anyway... We have a lot of
stuff. And you're drinking out of a glass cup, and he's drinking out of a styrofoam.
That's because I grabbed out of the cup before.
How much have you had to drink? That's plastic, motherfucker.
This is a
Did
half
you not understand what I just said? I said glass and styrofoam. Okay.
And I was drinking before I got here today.
You have the same cup as me.
So.
I haven't had a lot to eat today.
I was
and
not
this
drinking.
Is great. This is like my fourth cup, so I'm.
But I haven't had a lot to eat.
This is only your second drink.
And then I'm not here drinking.
Fuck.
But no, we got a bunch of new stuff. We have the new trivia tablets for the middle of the ad, Robert.
God, that burns.
It should. You deserve the burning pain of that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we have a bunch of new food items, like pizza.
We do.
Kid meals.
Yeah, new kid meals.
Gluten-free.
Yeah, we have a gluten-free addition to the menu.
I saw that. We drove by yesterday. I'm like, oh, they're going to hate that so much.
We have gluten-free buns. There's chicken.
No, okay. Is it really much of a pain to have gluten-free? Of course
it's chicken. We're a wing restaurant.
We're not. We're doing an ad where I'm not going to discuss
after
that.
After the ad, we'll discuss it.
Yeah. We'll discuss that.
Anyways, yeah.
That's the second story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is a okay.
But no. So to finish our wonderful story of going to O'Doherty's, we go to O'Doherty's. To both of our knowledge, the plan was to go to O'Doherty's, see some old co-workers, have a couple of drinks.
Cool.
And Lance.
And we were going to just go.
No. You got to keep
and
in mind.
I'm leaving. I am leaving the goddamn thing. I'm like, no, Justin. You're going downtown.
No.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to smoke a bowl. I'm going to have some food. Yep. I'm going to go to bed.
He's very clear about this.
It's been a week.
Okay. Very clear about
that. That was my plan.
After a plan.
He was not
going
to come with me.
All Justin is doing is going, real proud to go.
I'm like, hey,
you would go.
Wait. I thought you quit smoking.
It's been a week.
So I was like,
it's been that bad of a week.
If you get bored.
Damn, dude.
We're going to be at O'Doherty's if you want to come down.
And it's O'Doherty's.
I just put it out there.
No. Just put it out there. I put shit out there. You planted the seed. You put some sunlight, a little bit of water, some fertilizer.
And I'm like, I'm going to go hang out with a bunch of ladies and my brother.
A whole bunch of ladies.
No.
Are you the ladies, man? Are you Leon fucking Phelps?
The conversation was, who's all going to be there? Because if it's certain people, I'm not playing fucking babysitter.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, Lance, Carlos,
that's
Shana,
fucking legit,
he's like, Sasha and Taylor. And I'm like, okay, cool. I will go down. I know them. We've all worked together.
No, dude. We spend enough time like, we'll show up somewhere, and then we have to play babysitter the entire fucking
time. Yeah, and that's what was genuinely my worry. Was like, I'm
going
to
play
babysitter.
Because they get either too drunk and get really weepy about everything.
And I'm not doing it. Justin,
the weepy drunk,
is fucking Captain Too Nice a Ho, and has
like
to fucking save everybody.
And
when
Lance
they're
and
super
Carlos
drunk.
Know how to do their shit.
Yeah, and Lance and Carlos
Lance doesn't
handle
drink
it.
As much.
And they handle
had,
their
like,
shit.
He's had, like, 2 drinks in the past 2 weeks.
He's been really good.
Good on Lance, man.
So, and Carlos is always
crunchy.
They have that.
The fuck?
Carlos is still sober for, like, 2 months.
Yeah.
For reals? Because I miss... Super drunk.
They have a big bet going on.
Drink
for
drink.
The good
drink for
days.
Die in Halo.
Well, no, so we go down there, and it was a fine time. It was great. Other than watching these two dudes who are obliterated. I go, Justin was like, if I ever get that drunk, 2-inch punch
like,
on the floor.
You like, stood up from the bar, started walking to the bathroom. And
not
like,
even walking. It was like he's on a ship. He's so drunk.
Oh, man.
It's like
he's full
he's like
sway.
No.
Sway. Like, full,
that's
like,
awesome.
Dives into the fucking the little stand where you keep your water and then you go
everywhere
and plates and
everything.
Just,
yeah,
yeah.
Buster stand.
Station.
Station, yeah.
He just totally runs into it and tits all the water over.
No, and so we're watching this, and we're like, man, we are not planning. No one was planning on
so
getting
this. So we're just having one Guinness at this time.
And then,
uh-oh.
The girls, as it was for the girls, one of the girls was going out of town. She was moving.
Which
it
one?
Was a going,
Taylor. Wednesday we're
one
out there.
Yeah. She was
one
of
the
servers
from the South, though.
And she worked at our store, and then the whole thing happened. But she,
Tammy's younger sister.
But she's moving. She's got school, so it's like a, hey, let's all go out, hang out, because she's going to be leaving.
Yeah.
So we're all hanging out, having a good time, and she's like, I want to go dance. I want to go to Nines.
Let's just dance!
No, that's exactly what it was. So we're like, just kind of dance, because we're going to put all the purses in the middle and just dance.
One of Dane Cook's freaking
only good
skits.
Yeah.
I just got to dance!
So they go, we're going to Nines. We're at O'Doherty's. Apparently Nines is about a mile.
It's across the street from the Greyhound bus.
Yeah,
plaza.
So you got to go all the way through.
That is not a mile.
No,
that is far from a fucking mile.
So we
it's
walk
like a
out.
Of a mile,
well,
man.
We were initially going
to
go.
No, the
soups.
Plan was to just go.
No, we're going
to
go Soul for Soups, get a drink.
We were going
to
like
hit
a
Sasha,
couple of places.
No, Shayna wouldn't change.
Shayna changed. No, we had to go and do this.
What are you bitching about now?
He's doing it again.
I'm retracting him.
No,
we
he's telling the truth because Chris
no,
like,
we
went
to
straight
go.
To
well, no.
Yeah,
the plan
in-between stuff
was to,
happens.
We were supposed to he just go here. Then they were like, we're going to go here. We're going to go here.
I knew
this
story wasn't going to get
here.
Made in 15
well, no,
minutes.
But we had to hit all these fucking spots and then hit 9.
Yeah.
And we're like, or we could just go tonight. Like, that's the plan. And they're like, no, we're girls. So, as we're walking across...
Wait, what are we?
Girls.
Keep in mind, there's...
Jacob!
Yay,
Jacob.
And so,
coming to the end of the goddamn podcast.
You did that problem ever get fixed at Tabby's office?
Yes, it did.
No. Oh, awesome.
Good. That's why I'm here.
Good stuff. So, nice. Good stuff. What was great
when
is
when we leave...
He's still got like 28 minutes. He's halfway
the bar.
Through.
Oh, okay, cool.
Nothing happened when we left the bar.
We're watching the drunk people while we're smoking.
Yeah, we did watch those drunk guys as we left Odorities. We were just smoking a joint, which, I gotta lie, is
cops
kind of a
going
fun
by.
Thing we were just on the side of the street smoking, and I'm just like...
It is Washington.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah,
well, it's just, I don't
it's
smoke.
Still not legal to smoke
yeah.
on the street.
Well, federal, I mean...
Yeah. But no, it's just, but you can't smoke on the street.
Law, you still yeah. can't smoke.
But it was just fun to do. It was one of those, like, I can still feel like I live on the edge for 10 seconds
Every
of
time
my life.
I'm in Seattle now, though, like, you get to the end of Pike's Place... And you inevitably hear some lady, I know it's legal now, but they cannot smoke outside. Because you can smell it at like the end of Pikes every time.
So we're watching those two dudes, and we're all just smoking, and we're smoking a joint, and we're watching those two guys walk in and out of traffic.
What?
Walking,
like, they're walking towards Riverfront
Park
and stuff.
But stumbling through the street, like,
through the
back
traffic.
And forth, and you're just like... It's like Frogger.
On Riverside there?
Yeah. This is about like 11:30, no, 12?
Not even. Well, because we got like 11:30 to 12.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's 12. Yeah. But there's cars,
but
and they're,
you know,
cars
Friday
are honking,
night.
And they're doing the, what are you going to do about, bruh? And you're just like, oh,
the
this
drunken
is just
bros.
Entertaining. So we start going, and we're going about our way to the other bars. We see a fight
no,
on
no,
the
we
left
hit
side.
Sulfur soups.
Yeah, but we don't go.
We stand there.
Because the girls, whatever. We see...
Hi, Tabby.
Tabby.
Happy stuff down here.
Happy, heard you happy. Had a day.
I did. And then Kathy goes, go get you some Coke and Jameson. And I'm like, I'm gonna.
Cheers, we are. Very
so,
good.
Yeah, it's here in the fridge, too, if you want it.
So, as we're going down, we all see a fight that is developing in the mm-hmm. middle of the street as they happen downtown.
This
yeah.
kind of
so
weakens my friendship
else,
with Chris on this moment
no.
here.
So everyone else sees this, and we all go, okay, we're crossing the street. Because these guys are doing the whole, you want to go, bro? You'll go. Don't fuck with him. He'll fuck you up.
Are they doing
go,
it
bro?
No. Money too?
No, and it's like, there's like six people in
there's
this
like
thing.
Six
and there's cars trying to come through. Like, what are you going to fucking do? I'll beat your ass, bro. And you're just like, oh, we're crossing the street to avoid
it's
it.
It's time to leave.
Legit.
Justin.
Doesn't say, oh, it's
no,
time to leave.
Justin,
it's like, let's
walks,
watch this entertainment.
No. Walks right through it. We all go this way.
Do you not
way,
understand the
and
rules?
He walks right through these
he's
people.
Drunk, by the way.
No, and no, one
no,
Guinness.
No, you know, we hadn't had anything to drink. That was
no,
a
one
Guinness.
One Guinness.
That's what I'm saying. That was it.
And a joy.
I didn't smoke.
He didn't smoke. Oh, okay. I did. He did. And it blew Lance's mind and Shayna's mind. Yeah. I'd be like, you're smoking. I'm like, I can smoke.
No, driving,
it kind of blows my mind when you do and he doesn't.
Because I'm driving, so I'm more responsible.
Goddamn liar.
Since when?
You're a liar. Anyway.
So many lies.
Justin right, walks through
more
the fight.
Responsible.
So Justin's walking through this whole fight. Yeah. We're all watching him like, is he fucking retarded? And he just goes, I figured if I got through and something happened, I could stop it. Stay the fuck out of other people's fucking business.
Yeah.
Let them be stupid.
Yeah.
Let them be dumb. We continue our
America.
Lovely walk.
And that's like right in front of the satellite.
And I ain't gonna lie. Nine. As a visual experience,
it's pretty cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because I like ladies,
huh?
Who like ladies.
It's a good turn on.
Yeah,
yes.
It's ladies
yeah.
who like ladies.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna be like, no, stop.
You didn't want that.
So
to
we get about. Fuck no. Fuck that noise. So we're about a
block. More podcast, and that Jameson's almost good.
So we're about a block.
It's an extra one. Don't worry.
we're a block away from... We're on the block of nine. Nine's at the end of the block.
Yeah.
Some guy comes out of nowhere, starts hitting on the girls. And the girls are trying to pull the whole, we're all gay.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Well,
so
they're
we're
at
gay.
Nine.
Well,
yeah.
No, but the girls are trying to... So he'll go away.
So, like,
we're gay.
Because Shayna's, like, in this, like, leather, super tight... Like,
little
dress.
High heels, just right. Smoking, looking
cool.
Great.
Right on. And like
yeah.
Everyone else is kind of dressed
and they're,
really nice.
But, and so this guy's like, so blah, 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 like trying to talk to him. And they're like, no, we're all going to nine, you know, the gay bar, implying they are gay to
yeah.
make him go away.
Yeah.
So we get up, we're in line. The guy won't leave us alone.
Because
this
there's five girls and
in the two
three
girls.
Guys.
Yeah. Oh, and Lance.
Oh, were you guys the gay guys?
No, this is where our the man friendship comes in the best play of all time.
We have a mental
we have the manversation, you know, the mind conversation of just eye contact of like, and then you have the conversation.
Okay.
This guy's like, wait, so you're all gay? And Shayna's like, yeah, we're all gay. That's why we're coming here. Because he wanted to have someone to at least talk to try to
get his way
get,
in.
Yeah, get into it. Yeah. And Justin goes, yeah, no, we're totally gay. And he looks at me, and he goes, like, grab. And he grabs, like, my boob, like, grabs my boob. And I look, and the guy looks at me, like, shocked, and Shayna's like, trying to hold it. And I go, yeah, sure, why not? I'm way gay. Love the cock. And the dude's like, and the guy's, like, disappointed, and he's like,
oh.
And walks away, and I go, poor and, fool. And the security guy's standing there.
To suck him off.
And the security guy's there checking IDs, and as I hand him my ID to see it, I go, next time you grab my tit, buy me a drink first, bitch. For real. Just because. And the security guy obviously knew it. He's just like,
the best excuse.
Yeah.
But it was great. We go in, it was actually a really nice club. I'm not big into the whole dance, bad music scene. But it was a kind of a cool club.
I don't know if Jacob was in Fat Jitsu at this time, but you were.
I took over Jacob's spot. Yeah. Like, I was a total dick about
it. Yeah, but he played fucking keyboards and shit with us for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, but I kind of really kicked him out.
Anyways.
I kind of feel bad
about
it.
Remember when we were playing Ichabod's and we were all 20?
Yeah, and we couldn't get into the bar.
And we couldn't get in. So we played Ichabod's a couple times when we were 20, and we couldn't get in. And so we would just drink soda in the parking lot and fuck around with the other bands. So we're all super drunk, and then they would cut. No, it was actual soda.
Oh, okay.
At this point.
Well, maybe it was for you guys. Because
Jarrell didn't drink.
Jarrell didn't drink.
As we know from the last podcast, with the terrible drunken.
Yeah, because we were like fucking 19 and shit.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, raise your hand here. Everybody who's not Jarrell, basically raise your hand drinking before the age of 21.
Yeah,
that's everybody but Jarrell. Like, we're all hardcore way before that. Yeah.
We've established that I'm a nerd.
We told you to drink. We're all nerds.
We
You're just a nerd that
him.
Doesn't drink.
We recommended repeatedly that he drink.
And then, knowing that I had no constitution, you still just obliterated me.
All of you, stop! I wasn't there, so...
You weren't there. No, I'm talking about everyone that was present.
Anyways, even Jacob?
I wasn't present.
Wait,
yeah.
He wasn't 20. I'm talking about these two, really.
Jacob was just...
Why you gotta single out the minorities?
Yeah!
Because
bullshit.
That's your job in life, is to take the hit.
All right, Trump.
Anyway, so we were playing the show at Ichabod's, and one of the bass players of the other bands, who sang like Lemmy with the mic way above
Dude,
his fucking
metal.
Face, yeah.
Was he good at least?
Not really.
Not really.
It's like a bad Lemmy, where it's like, who would win in a fight, Lemmy or God, and that's the one where God would win.
Yeah. Lemmy is God.
Because Lemmy is God. Yeah.
He was like, I don't know how it got to this point, but he wanted to kiss Robert. And I was like, do it, Robert. And Robert had this heat. Remember? No?
Continue every part of the story.
Describe
yes,
a little
now.
Bit more of the story. Maybe I can
I need
remember
this.
This.
So bad
Robert, did I kiss a dude?
No, I did.
Oh, that's great. Tell.
But did you wake up there with the Nazi that licked your nipple at the Guar concerts?
I forget.
Did that you really forget about a Nazi in your own nipple?
No, hold on. Before that, you're making out with a guy.
Not making out. He, like, kissed I don't know how he got in this.
But we're bringing fists more often.
But I was
For
fucking...
real.
We were all trying to get Robert to kiss this dude because he was way drunk and wanted to kiss somebody.
And so you picked me, asshole.
No. You were kind of the scapegoat at this time. And then you were like uber angry fucking, I'm not kissing no fucking dude.
That doesn't sound like Robert at all.
And I was the biggest cheerleader for this. So I'm like, all right, I got to do it.
I
kissed this guy.
That's so awesome.
Now, was it just like a peck?
Yeah, it was just
yeah,
a
no,
peck.
No. How was it like a 5 second, 10 second?
No, it was like a half a second. It was just I remember now.
Do you remember
yes,
now?
I do. Yes.
Yeah.
So was it like was it one of those man moments where you go, well, I didn't, you didn't, that makes you somehow manlier?
No, it was like, well, I was telling, I can't tell Robert to do it without me doing it.
You can. That's basically all male things ever.
I'm pretty
Have you never seen a war? they tell people to do things
anyway,
without going themselves.
So I kissed this super drunk guy. It was like
that Ichabod at age 20.
Saw that.
It was a peck, but it was like
still worth it.
We were both like,
it's awesome. Like both looking away. Like, are we on track here?
That's so awesome.
And then when we would play this band every time, remember when you kissed our drummer?
That's so awesome.
And everyone in Fat Jitsu would be like, remember when you kissed our bass player? Doesn't that make it awkward?
That's so
like, you've
awesome.
Done worse with Andy
Yeah, probably
now. Now, are we able to have time for you to tell the Nazi nipple lick story?
Yeah, we got like 20 minutes.
Okay, Nazi nipple lick story, go.
I don't really remember.
Justin, tell the Nazi nipple lick story.
I was really drunk.
Oh, man.
And you don't just say, is it well, like no, that no, time like, a Nazi?
I don't remember how.
No, he kind of just like,
turned around and
Jarrell
did
has
it.
A habit of ripping his shirt off.
No, I don't.
Let him tell this one, because I want to hear all the bullshit of this story.
Oh, no, I take because Gwar comes here in the middle of fucking November.
Yeah.
And so you get soaked, and it's freezing fucking cold.
So he took his shirt off to, like, wring it out.
I took my shirt off, and Nazi came over and licked my tit.
But he that's has, just without warning. He has warning. Swastika wonderful. Tattooed on we, his forehead.
Yeah, I've seen this guy at a lot of concerts. Yeah,
that's so awkward for you then.
Yeah.
Because that means you could be like, I remember you violating me and you have no knowledge.
See, that ranks up there with like Jarrell's like doppelganger of the Samoan.
Yeah, I've got an Asian doppelganger.
Yeah.
He looks just like me.
We've told you about this guy like 10 different times.
Probably.
Is his name Yorel or something?
Yeah. Loraj. Loraj. The Univore Loraj.
I had the same conversation with Rob yesterday about the doppelgangers. About he's seen that same guy at the concert.
Yeah, he looks just like me, and he's at the Knitting Factory all the time watching.
Not. So why have you not Highlander battle? There could be only one.
I tried once.
We assume that wrestled.
See, no,
Jarrell was responsible for killing my doppelganger, and I don't think he even did that. So
I was Jarrell and killed.
I was
intrigued.
I sent you the text message that I had with Jacob. They were in, like, fucking Oregon or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it was when we were in Oregon.
Yeah. And I was like, I just delivered a package to a guy that looks just like Jacob.
Yeah, we got him, remember?
Just like Jacob.
Did you kill him?
I asked him. I met your doppelganger. Jacob comes back with, kill him now with fire.
For real. Absolutely. That's burn totally everything. Justified.
Burn it.
Burn it, burn it, burn it, kill it with fire.
Kill it with fire.
Yeah, that's logical. I totally get that. I feel like, I just watched this movie, Another Earth. It's like a pseudo science fiction film where, like, over a period of 4 years, like, they see a blue star, and then for whatever reason, the premise is that because we looked at it and they looked at us, we became aware of each other's existence.
Kind of like that. Are You Afraid of the Dark? When you look at the blue flame, and then
yeah. No, and it does. And so there's the Earth.
You know, it's not like Ninja Turtles.
And then the fucking fire ghost comes.
No, yeah. Well, the way this worked is like it's an Earth with its own moon, and it's identical except for the last 4 years. Because once they became aware of each other, it's like a
space war.
No.
Star Wars?
War Star.
Oh my gosh.
War Stars.
But what it is, it's predicated on the notion of Nemesis. If our sun had another star, we were in a long binary system, the other star's name was aptly named Nemesis, because it's what would pull in all the asteroids and comets, which would come into our solar system and could hurt us, thus Nemesis.
Like Kepler 562b?
One of those, but a cooler name, Nemesis. Earth 2. Yeah, and then they go, well, this is Earth 2. And the argument made in the movie is, well, as they do in DC, is like, why are they Earth 2? Why aren't we Earth 2? Why are they Earth 1? It shows humanity being humanity.
Because
we're so like that. Yeah, we Earth 1. Ugg like Earth 1, you Ugg 2. No, Ugg 1. It's a whole thing. But it's a whole thing where everybody is the same on the planet except for the whole 4 years prior when we became aware of each other's existence.
Uh-huh.
That's where the shift happens. So the story is about this girl who was drunk. She was supposed to go to MIT, graduated at 17, gets in a car accident, kills.
And she was a janitor at MIT.
No, she ends up
making. She starts solving problems.
That's the thing.
She
gets in a car accident.
How about them fucking apples?
Matt Damon. They kind of go to Will Hunting. Where she's super smart, but she gets drunk, looks out the window. They're like, hey, there's a bright blue star in the sky. Scientists don't know what it is, but it's basically another Earth that looks just like us. And at that point, that's when things change. So she ends up killing. She gets in a car accident while looking at the planet, and ends up killing. Gets in a car accident, and the guy survives. The husband survives, but his wife, she's pregnant, and their 5-year-old son are killed in the accident. So, and then the movie takes place after that, like 4 years later. She's trying to befriend him. He doesn't know. He was in a coma the whole time. It's a really good story. But the idea that they're talking about, like, how would you deal with seeing you? Like, the concept of looking at you.
Nah, that'd be weird.
Not as a mirror, but you. The only difference is the last 4 years of your life. And it is based on the moment 4 years ago that was the impactful moment. It's not even a bizarro. It's just the high moment of 4 years ago.
Bizarro is probably the opposite.
I know, that's what I mean.
But the 4 years ago you, the impact that whatever happened 4 years ago is different for them.
What was I doing 4 years ago, though?
Well, that's the thing. It's, and I was thinking about him like 4 years ago, like a moment 4 years ago where that would have happened, where that's where the change is. So like into the movie, all this stuff plays out and we send a ship to them. They send a ship to us. And the main girl who's killed people basically as a felon, her other Earth version missed the accident. She didn't get into the accident.
So it's been like 5 years after the accident then?
Well, no, at this point it's 5 years, but the other Earth version of her comes to see her. And that's how the movie ends. It's she's in MIT. She's just graduated.
That's
so it's a trip. And it's like all I can think is like if I saw another Earth version of me, would I? Are we compelled to go kill it, kill it, kill it, burn it with fire?
Yes.
Because we've all seen Jet Li's the one, and we don't want them to be
stronger?
That one. Yeah. We want to become the one.
You
want
to become
because
stronger.
I am the one. I am the law. And then you everybody like drowning pool plays, and we're on top of a mountain playing King of the Hill with Kung Fu. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like I'm probably the bad universe version of me, or the bad Earth version
of me.
You
just need a snappy mustache.
Because I would battle me to gain said power. To be fair, that's the thing I was wondering. Like, again, I have no facial hair, therefore, am I the good one now? Because
no, you're not.
All the villainous ones are evil.
No, you're hiding.
Which means parallel Earth me has a man beard that destroys both of yours now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So other Earth me is way more
manly.
But I would still kill him because I don't
man him and grow a beard.
I don't need to.
I guess.
Because I'll kill him.
At the safety meeting this week, it got brought up that some of your employees look like mountain men.
Yours?
Me and, like, another guy that works with
you. Yeah. That means someone called and was like, your driver looked like a mountain man.
No, it's more like...
Just straighten it out one time.
I comb it out every day.
It's
conditioner.
Curly.
Just shave it. Just once.
No, yeah, don't just shave it.
Just trim it. Go to my size and see what happens
in
November.
No. No, don't shave it.
Do it like that.
You guys are idiots. Don't
shave
it
like that. Just clean it up.
Yeah, dude.
But anyway, is there more to that 9 story?
Yeah, no, there is.
Because we got 10 minutes.
I don't know. Did you go back?
No, I didn't. Well, I'm saying, like, finish the whole night.
So what else happened? Because you guys just arrived at 9.
Well, no, the best part is they
had that fight.
I totally did the whole did a solid for the girls to make the guy go away, and I let Justin grow up my tit without buying me a drink first.
Motherfucker, we grow each other's tits all the time.
It's different.
I tried groping your tit right before we came down here.
Yeah, he grew up my tit.
Yeah, but...
Chris wouldn't leave the pool area...
We went over there. I went over there. We kept looking for you guys because we couldn't find the girls.
We
mean
she went to the dance floor.
Yeah.
Trying to find the rest of them because we couldn't find them.
And I was like, that's cool.
And
I'm
you wanted to stay by the pool tables.
Yeah, because I don't want to go on a dance floor dancing to Bruno Mars.
He literally fucking.
Who here wants to dance to Bruno Mars?
Uptown Funk!
He bitched the entire fucking time.
No, he was like, we're leaving.
I hate you.
We're going to go.
I hate you so much.
We're
going to
have a drink and we're leaving. And I'm like, dude, I just want to go.
Why are we going this?
How about both of you shut the fuck up? Because these guys are talking at the exact goddamn same time.
No, bitches.
This sounds like
so
how
much.
Chris would handle this situation.
No.
I hate you. I don't want to be at this gay bar.
No, I didn't care about being there.
Why do we got to walk so much? Why do we got to go over here? Why can't we just go this way?
Every time we're downtown, we walk a ton, and then you fall down because we start running.
No, to be fair, we're hammered when that happens.
Yeah.
We're obliterated when that happens.
We decided to have a race back to Fast Eddie's, and Chris ate it.
We were way drunk. Way drunk. Because the only time the three of us feel like racing is a good idea is incredibly intoxicating.
Knowing Chris is 100 pounds lighter than us.
Yeah. And then I'm like, run in! And then gravity goes, that's adorable. And gravity! Yeah, it's a great equalizer. Like, I'll be winning and gravity goes, I got you too.
We were downtown for a reason that time. It was like Andy's bachelor party, maybe?
Andrew's?
I don't know. No, because going back...
Was it my birthday when you tried to convince me to steal a cop car?
Yes.
Yeah,
I wasn't because it was September and it was still warm.
No,
it was still kind of warm.
Stealing a cop car?
Cop car was running.
Lied to convince me
there was
to steal
a cop car running for about an hour.
By the way,
of
his old car was parked on the street and he was like, it was the one time he didn't have the key for it.
I still have the key in my truck right now because of that.
The car, because the key still worked. And it, we were in, he was in his car. And the old Subaru, he's like, that's my car. How? The license plate. that's my car. And holy shit, it's the Subaru. He could have literally walked up, got into the car, and drove off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so one time he wasn't carrying the key with him.
I don't want to do nothing with that. I just want to be in it one more time.
And we were sitting there, we're like, dude, just steal the cop car. It's right there.
It's running.
It's running, the door's cracked open, and you're like, for the record, that's irresponsible of
the cop. Literally right in front of Fast Eddie. It's
probably
it's
like, you know, irresponsibility to a cop is not really much.
Yeah. He's not old, mentally disabled, or he's not a real minority because, you know, Puerto Rican, and there's more of them.
That's why I'm not going to the goddamn camp.
So,
and they're citizens.
Mm-hmm. We could get him to pass as Mexican.
They're actual citizens.
Only because of a territory.
Mm-hmm. Because we nuked the shit out of there.
Yeah. Our bad. You want to hang out with us? No, we don't. You kept punching us in the dick repeatedly.
Well, you're ours now.
Yeah, you're ours now. All right. Dick punchers.
Territory the fuck out of this.
Yeah. It's like, we'll give you the option of being a state.
Yeah.
You can vote on
Nothing
it.
Nothing else really happened.
No, they can't vote on it. That's the thing.
I thought they could.
They have a senator, has no votes.
Yeah.
He just gets to show up.
That's so terrible. Yeah. Oh, we suck so hard. Yeah, we have better relations now with Cuba, which isn't a territory. It used to be, is a communist nation.
Yeah, they're still communists.
Yeah. God. How is that not a fuck up? We have no real relations with a territory. So we had a platform to invade Cuba. And Cuba's like, we're going to get along now. And it's like, and we're like, all right, let's hang out and get awesome cigars and rum. And we have better relations with them in our own territory.
I kind of forgot we tried to get you to steal a cop car.
How could you forget that? We almost had him going for it. A couple more drinks, he would have done it.
Yeah, I was still sober.
I would have paid for that, too. I would have bought all that alcohol just to go.
No, you would have paid my bail.
No,
because you would have had us so far under the bus.
You would have gone
in jail with you.
We would be in jail going, the key is to not rat your friend out. The key is to not convince your drunk friend to steal fucking cop car.
But if you had a cop car for like 30 minutes, what would you do with it?
Panama. Just roadies in Panama.
I'd pull over and be like, fuck this shit, and I'm done.
No.
You have a cop car.
For 30 minutes.
This is like when you guys tried to
get this. We're saying,
like, no legal.
We're saying you steal the cop car.
We're all going down. It's all legally.
Minute 31, the cops realize you have it, but in that 30 minutes, you can do whatever you want.
You have 30 minutes freedom.
Yeah.
30 minutes of street.
And not getting caught?
Of not getting caught in the first 30.
By the way, did you ever see Drew Carey when they were using Panama to get him out of his house so they could demolish it?
No. I've seen the show was so long, though.
They just kept playing Panama. Or it was Mimi who kept playing Panama.
I need to rewatch that whole show.
It's great.
So that's a fun way to end
it.
What would you do? 30 minutes, cop car, and you're drunk, but not drunk enough to be throwing up.
But drunk enough
to zero fucks given.
I would totally fuck with people.
You're going to jail.
You're going to at least go for the night. For whatever reason, they go the cop is
going
to get in more trouble.
I would arrest someone.
Because the cop's
and then fucking put him in the back and make him throw up in the back
you
of the cop.
You boys like Mexico? So you would do that too?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That would be so much fun.
So you would super trooper it?
Yeah.
I'd be Panama. Just drive around.
Oh. With the fucking lights on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Blaring Panama through the loudspeaker. Just hold it to the stair. Panama! God damn it!
Flare the lights and go as fast as I can.
And the cop that you steal it from is the bubbling fuck cop who basically just goes, I caught a guy drinking. Why do we hear your cop car driving around the street playing Panama getting spill? And you're just like, fuck me. So they just let you go.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why you get out scot-free.
Because I've only gone 80 on Division. I want to go faster.
So. Just a haul ball straight down Division in the cop car?
I want to go like 100. I've only gone 80. So
that's it?
You only gone 80?
On Division, yeah.
Because I used to go... My DHL van would only go up to 95.
On Division?
No, in Montana.
Oh, no, I've been like 150, but I'm saying on Division.
Oh, no, because I got priorities and shit.
Really are the least responsible one. Because I'm just like the fastest I've gone.
You remember
I
made
like
deer,
to
from
Seattle.
Deer Run to this bag in like 6 minutes.
I know. I was
I
there.
Remember.
Deer Run Apartments is right by Walmart.
Yeah.
North Point Walmart.
Yeah.
To the downtown spag. Monroe Spag.
152 South Monroe.
Yeah. Green lights all the way down.
That's why
red
I love
lights.
That's why I love my Subaru.
We had to go back to work.
Whoa.
We had to go back because we left and it was dead and then the kitchen got hit.
It was cold. I was there. Fucking kill it. All of you go.
Ken was like, y'all need to go home. We were all just working, and it was the last day Ken was in charge of anything ever. He's like, y'all need to go home. And we were
at like 5 o'clock. Yeah, I'm like, Ken, this is a bad idea. You shouldn't let them do that.
And we're like, all right, fine. Fuck it. We even stayed in the bar for like 20
Saturday.
Minutes. And then left. We're like, fuck it. Because he's being a dick. So we're like, fuck you. And so we all left, and we get the call. We need you guys back. It's so bad.
Ken
it's
was the so kind bad. Of dick. Who, like, would get super stressed and throw dish racks around.
Oh, and you're like, it's dishes!
That Chris convinced me to let him live with me.
He fucking hit me with one of those dish racks. Yeah.
That's not cool.
No, but it's not cool. It hurts. Yeah.
But we fly from the apartment. We were...
I thought you guys were up at the Wedgwoods, like, by my old...
No, we were...
We hit Jack in a Box.
You were at fucking Carl's?
We were at Jack in a Box. We were at Jack in a Box. And we were on our way to the apartments. And we get the call from Chelsea going, you need to get back here. It's so bad.
Mike and I were switching between doing SPAG. I had never done SPAG before.
Yeah.
I was just like, noodles in the pot!
And we literally, I remember being in the car and just...
They made it back so fast.
It's myself, Chris, Justin, and Sean's in the back. And none of us are saying a word because we're now... Now we're first worlding it, irritated we have to go back to work.
Sean knowing full well what entire happened. Time?
No,
Sean was quiet. He goes, Sean was just like, fucking knew it. We all fucking knew it. Told us to fucking go home. Fuck Ken. This is on Ken. Good thing we need to fucking jump. Like, he was rightfully mad, but Ken, you all need to fucking leave. I'm sick of this. We're like, dude, we're working. He was mad because we joke around.
And we did our job.
But we do our job. Yeah. But he's always mad about something. He was that guy. Yeah. He's the guy that in 5 years, when you see him on the news and he kills a bunch of people.
You're not surprised.
You're not surprised. You're like, well, I get it.
He is the quiet type.
He's the quiet murder type.
Ooh, that's not cool.
He's the guy who has guns and you're like, you're why we need a better evaluation of gun laws. I got a huge argument with him,
like confrontation when he wanted to have a gun when I wasn't living with my grandmother and he was living there still.
Yeah. Like, the dude's got issues. Yeah. So we get back there and... World record time.
Yeah.
No tickets.
We walk in. I was surprised when you guys walked in that quick.
We walk in and just crush. We just, kragoom! Done. We're leaving now. we get it all done. Everything's caught up and cleaned up. And Mike's like, why did you guys leave? Like, Ken fucking told us to fucking leave. He's the one in charge. Yeah. That's on fucking Ken.
Sometimes you just gotta let it burn.
Did he get
Yeah, you do. That? Sometimes you gotta let it burn so they fucking realize that they can't fucking let people like that
in
charge.
Fuck you for letting it burn when I was there.
Dude.
Because
it had to happen at some point. Yeah, I remember that.
Wait, did Ken get fired after that?
No.
Nope, he got taken out.
He eventually quit and went to this real
time. You get recommended and you don't get fired.
You get fired from the old Spaghetti Factory. Cheesy Bird got fired.
Yeah,
you have to do some really fucked up things. So.
Yeah, to the point to where, as you've heard of the stories...
Brian Bass, Papa? He never got fired for any of that
No,
stuff.
He did. He got
no,
fired
that's,
for sexual
that's
harassment.
That's how he left. He got fired for sexual harassment.
He didn't do anything. No. He laughed at a joke someone else made and got fired for it. Mike never got fired.
Yeah, that's
Mike
crazy.
But of all the crazy shit
Not
we did this
Mike,
back...
Not Mike, Mike.
No, he's never got fired.
He never got fired. He quit. Yeah. I saw him at the STCU on the South Hill when I was at DHL.
Yeah.
Fucking roll of... ones and fives from tips. And
that
shit.
Dude is a career.
I've
server.
Only ever
he
seen
makes more
Lindsay,
than most people
what,
do.
Lindsay, the one that gave me
server.
the lap dance. Leslie. Okay, yeah.
Leslie.
I've only
she
seen
was
her
the one that hit on fucking everybody.
Yeah, the one that gave me the lap dance and that sat
and
on the
huge.
Cage.
Yeah,
yeah.
She wasn't that big.
She was in the center area. You couldn't walk.
That wasn't the chick that walked.
The gravity.
Like, sat on
the
cage
if you got,
here,
she was
right?
walking in the desert. You would run into her?
Yeah. Because she, and it wasn't obviously her size. It wasn't her size. And no way is it mocking the fat. She just is so, the way she moves and she's so clumsy that you can't get around her at all. You're like,
it's
how
like purposely,
you
like she would just like, ugh, do that.
Yeah, like she would have hit you on purpose. That's not possible.
I was
there's a good 3 feet. How did that happen?
Yeah.
I was thinking of someone else because no. I wasn't there.
But she dropped. She dropped.
Oh, no.
Ice cream on a cake that was there for a customer's for a birthday.
Okay.
And she got fired because she dropped ice cream on a cake.
By Justin.
I'm not saying that Justin is the reason why she got fired.
You ain't saying shit, but you're pointing to the fucker.
Justin dropped ice. He dropped Spavoni into the freezer that we had, but there was a cake. She had put a birthday cake in there. And they're like, Radis Spumoni, Radis Spumoni. So Jessica goes, it just drops the replacement Spumoni in there.
Oh, no.
She was the last person the people saw in there with it, and it squished half these people's birthday cake for their table. And oh, so no. Our manager...
Wonder, it shouldn't have never been in there.
It shouldn't have been. But our manager is like, outright, in the back hallway, goes, you are, hands down, the worst server I've ever worked for.
It was just more like icing
on the cake. And you're just like, and you hear
it was literally icing on the cake.
It was icing.
Literally.
But Justin did it. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was terrible. And we were all like, holy
shit. That was all
shit.
Before I started working there.
Yeah. And well, it was so like.
We have. Oh,
but it was so holy shit. Because our boss never said shit like that.
Yeah.
I was like, holy fuck. You don't just fucking.
Steve or Adrian?
This was Adrian.
Adrian
doesn't. He was like all like, hey, how you doing there, guy? He's very lumbered. So for him to go, you are the worst server I've ever worked with. Because it was always something with her.
Yeah.
Always. The building could burn down, somehow her fault. You wouldn't get it. And we were like,
even though it was Justin's fault for throwing the
fire. Even though it was Justin's fault that we had a fire.
No one knew.
No one knew.
Except for like a handful.
The entire kitchen.
I knew. Chris knew.
Yeah, Lance. Eric,
I'm gonna change subjects because Jacob never answered his cop story.
I know. I went along with Are Robert. Really I would so have done.
The he just doesn't want to be a part of that to be totally
exactly.
thrown under a bus.
He's just trying to change the subject.
Yeah,
exactly.
To be thrown under the bus. Yeah,
I'd pull people over and piss on their door like in Super Trooper.
Yeah,
you would.
Yeah.
It's like take whatever the Super Troopers do and just fucking do it again.
Yeah pretty like, much. You see Super Troopers, right? 30 minutes of whatever I can fit into that.
They worked it out pretty well.
No, yep. Like they took all the great scenarios of owning a cop car and just said, fuck it, you know.
So with our cop car scenario, car.
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 Cop car. Cop car. Yeah,
cop car.
Cop car.
Hey, thanks for listening to Why Do We Hang Out? Now, are you hungry, thirsty, enjoy sports, looking for a family-friendly place to enjoy good food, a beer, and all your favorite teams? Come on into Flamin' Joe's, with two locations in Spokane, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, and one in the valley at 11618 East Sprague. Daily specials, happy hour 3 to 6, and 9 to close. With 26 amazing wing flavors and an always changing beer selection, there's something for everyone. Come on in and join us anytime. Flamin' Joe's is your locally owned wing stop.